Phillips, you get to be the last of the evening.
Linda Phillips on Willow Street. First of all, I'll say none of my children are yet affected by the elementary redistricting. And thank you, Mr. McFadden, for giving me the opportunity to get the last word in.
One way or the other, you always do.
I like that, especially when I have something important to say. A lot of people remember that this redistricting whole issue was caused by a new elementary school, and we're not going to argue the point because you know I have documentation, that we were told, as long with the busing issue, that children wouldn't be busing, and we were going to save money. A bus is $90,000. That's at least two teachers. And I know that's something the school committee is going to be looking for in the budgeting cycle, since the constraints with the state put us at like a zero-based budgeting this year. No increases in revenues.
Actually, 1%. We had the meeting the other night. It's 1%.
Yeah.
It's better than zero.
Well, the FinCom chairman said zero, just in case.
He actually said two.
Oh, so you see some light in there. But if you didn't bus, that would be two teachers. So we got a school we didn't need, and now we find ourselves with having to fill it. And in order to fill it, we're taking classrooms offline at different schools under the guise of art and music, which I also know, and those in the know, that the Department of Ed says art and music is only a recommendation, not a requirement, because if it was a requirement, other districts would not be able to take art and music off their curriculum entirely because they didn't get overrides. So knowing the facts that we don't have to have art and music, we're having two rooms vacated in each elementary school for art and music, which is not a full-time occupation for the teachers who do it. They rotate between schools to make up a full-time job. But we cannot afford to put art and music teachers when we need classroom teachers. Those art and music rooms that we're redistricting all around town to leave vacant in every elementary school are going to be empty most of the time. And we know that enrollments have gone down. This year we went up, 12 kids. But we've been going down for 5 years, and the NASDAQ numbers show we're going down even more, about 89 in the next 2 years, which means more classrooms are going to be available. And we're going to try to fill them up with special ed programs and all day kindergarten programs. But I think we're tapped out there, one for each elementary school, because our prices are really not competitive with what you can pay for and send your kid out to. So I'm thinking out of the box.
Okay.
And I'm challenging the school committee to think seriously about causing this redistrict upset in the whole community when it's not necessary. I think we can send we have approximately 80 to 90 RISE preschool children at the high school. Why can't we send them to the Wood End School? Because they'd be out of the way of the construction over there. That fills up three classrooms. We have four all-day kindergarten programs. Now we would have...
Hang on. Pete, hang on. I got it.
So they won't be injured in the construction, which is an issue at the high school.
Guys, we're all...
Mr. Dahl, I'd be happy to debate
Phillips,
with you, but
Mrs.
you don't
Phillips,
want to do that.
We've had a productive evening. I want to continue that. If you have a point, which
yes,
sounds
like... Yes, I do have a couple more points.
Let's get it done.
So we have the RISE kids at the new school. We have five elementary schools for five all-day kindergartens. That's another five classrooms at the new elementary school. The all-day kindergarten children do not need to be bused because that's a voluntary pay program. So we'd save money on at least one or two or maybe even three buses right there. So that's more money saved for more teachers. Then we have... The district didn't pan out with the population that some of us knew was not going to come in that area of town. So we could still take the children who are only within walking distance of the new elementary school, could walk to that school, and there would be at least one grade of each child, third, fourth, fifth grade, of children that live within the district that could walk, and that could be one of the criterias. So the new school would be filled. Every elementary school would have art and music rooms that would still be available for other uses, and they would have the all-day kindergarten classroom, which takes up one classroom in each elementary school, would now be available as well. So you'd have three available extra classrooms at each elementary school. You wouldn't have any busing. You wouldn't tick off the parents. You guys would look like real heroes. Despite the fact, I understand the superintendent spent a lot of time on this, but everybody's thinking in the box that someone else has created. And I'm saying we don't need a box. Common sense tells us what the best thing is to do. We are given a new school. We have an opportunity to fill it any way we want. And we don't need to bus kids out of their neighborhood to go over there. So I'm glad that you're open-minded. I'm not running for school committee. I'm glad that you're open-minded. I challenge the rest of the committee to keep an open mind. I applaud one of the previous speakers who admitted that he worked for the new school on the grounds that we were going to save money on busing. Some of us were skeptical enough to know that that wasn't how it was going to turn out. And I'm sorry to say we find ourselves in this situation. But I know you can work it out. I think we need to think outside the box. And you'll be increasing the capacity at all the elementary schools. You won't be paying for busing. And if you still have extra rooms available at the Wood End School, you could have a special ed program, any other programs there for your entrepreneurial special ed program or whatever else you do. Think about it. I know probably because I said it, you won't do it, but I'm saying it here tonight. It's on the record.
Mrs. Phillips, thank you. And Linda, may I ask one favor of you? What you rattled off, okay? Please send that to me. I know you have my email address. Please send it to me in writing because I missed half of it because it's out of the box. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you all for tonight. And I just want to make sure everyone understands the process from here. We will be meeting with the selectmen on the 18th, most likely discuss safety issues. Will primarily be the topic of that night. Between now and the 21st, the school committee will be sending requests for clarifications or thoughts, ideas, whatever adjective you want to use to describe that, to the superintendent. He will then publicly answer those questions on the 27th. On the 27th, we will make a decision on what the redistricting is going to be. Please be aware, I'm using myself as an example. If I make a recommendation for Street A, not ABC Street, just Street A, and that is seconded by Mr. Spadafore, if four members of the school committee vote in favor of my recommendation, that's what it's going to be. If four members vote no, then it's over. Okay? It's not unanimous. It has to be a majority so that everyone understands that. All right? I just want to make sure everyone understands the procedure. I will repeat this again on the 27th. I do thank you for all of your input. I hope no one feels as though no one has been ignored, because I know from personal experience, I've had people call me Thanksgiving Eve at 9 o'clock at night. I've had a wonderful conversation with them. I had a wonderful conversation with the man last night. And the reason I pulled out the map was because I wanted to make sure I knew what street we were talking about. We do want to know. You got to remember, we live in this town. We want to minimize any unnecessary confusion, harm, anxiety on the children. Okay?
Kyle, is that a public meeting? The Board of Selectmen
on the
school.
18th.
And where is it?
Is that going to be at Coolidge or
Parker?
Parker upstairs on the second floor of Parker.
What time?
7:30. We usually start, and we will be back here on the 27th at 7:30. Also, thank you. Please, all these are open meetings. Please drive safely. Thank you.
Move to adjourn to executive session for the purpose of negotiating strategies, and we will not be moving out of executive session coming back. Thank you.
Is there a second? Roll call vote, Pete, Leland, Lise, John, Rob, and myself, yes. Thank you.